let's say, and tomorrow will be wading into other waters within the Yama Talmud, okay, but in Yoni Mikvos. Okay, so we have a statement here of Yehuda Marav. Here already it's not Rav Kana asking Akasha, it's obviously just Derech Agav of the other name of Yehuda Marav, which had to do with Mikvos. So we have another statement of Yehuda Marav, the Negea, the Inyan of Mikvah. It says the Gemara of Amav Yehuda Marav, Chavish Malaya Mayim, Shnafla Liyama Godo, Hatovu Sham Laosa Lo Tvila, Chashinan Lishlo Shalugin Shlo Yehub Makam Echad. Says of Yehuda Marav, you have a barrel filled with water. Obviously, the water is Maim She'uvin. This is the Girsa that we have in Rashi. There are those who are Goris, Chavis Malay Yayin. That's going to be in the Tosfos, we'll see. But for now, we're going with the Girsa Shalafanenu. So it's Maim She'uvin that's spill into Yamagado. Yamagado, the water is salty, doesn't move. Hatovel Shamla Osalo Tefillah. Someone goes to the mikvah there. And we say that the tefillah, also the tefillah, sounds like he's not going to be tohor. Why? Chashinan l'shlo shalugin shlo yimokam echad. We're concerned that there might be a certain amount of the water, which is the amount that you usually put on a person, shlo shalugin, and that would be in one space, in one area, because it doesn't mix with the rest of the surrounding waters of the Yamagado. Therefore, La'osalo tvila. The Pasha Pshat, the words La'osalo tvila, sounds like there's no, he's still tame like before, nothing has changed. You could have said that means that, in other words, he was tovel, for all we know, in the Mayim Shuvin, or some part of his body was in the Mayim Shuvin, in which case he wasn't tovel completely in May Mikvah. In other words, does the status of the Mayim Shuvin of the Chavis remain in effect even as it spills into the Yamagado because it's not mixing? And this is the concern. Now, we look at Rashi and we see a different picture. Rashi says, Hatovel Sham means Sham in Ba'osa Makam, in that area where the Chavis spilled out the water. La'osa lo tvila, why? Shema kol mayim shahayu b'chavis omdim yachad. This is the chashinan that they're still b'makom echad. Maybe the water that was in the chavis is still where it is. It didn't get spread out and mixed with the rest of the Yamagado. Omdim yachad. And therefore, b'shema ba'zeh rosho v'rubo b'mayim she'uvin. And so what are we concerned about? That the person who was tamei, who went to the mikvah in the Yamagado, could have had much of his body, his head and most of his body, enter into Mayim Shuvin. That's what the Gimulugin of Mayim Shuvin of the Chavis will be. That will be an example of Barosh of Mayim Shuvin. V'ze'echa ben haposken es hatruma. Rashi tells us this is a gzeira drabanan, that a person who's Barosh of Veruba of Mayim Shuvin, he's not going to be tohor benogeya, that if he touches truma, he passes truma. What does it mean, poskin is a truma? That means that if he touches truma, the truma becomes a shlishi l'tuma. In other words, typically by ochin that are chulin, the end of the chain is to be a sheni. Right? An ochel and mashke, ochel can be a sheni, and then it doesn't go beyond that to be a shlishi. But by truma, it can become a shlishi. So, for example, even midoraisa, tful yom. What's a tful yom? The person went to the mikvah, but he's not yet at the point of Harav Shemesh. Harav Shemesh, he has to wait to Vah Shemesh v'toher, it's a pasuk in Pashas Emor. That's when he can eat truma, right? The first Mishnah in Shas, right? Mishasha kol nechnasam lecho b'trumasan is when you get to Harav Shemesh. Once you have a person who's tamei going to the mikvah, so he's called a tful yom, gabi meiser, he can eat meiser, but for truma, and certainly for kachim sometimes have to wait for the carbon of the next day, if there's a carbon associated with his tuma, but you have to wait for Harav Shemesh. But a tful yom is posel truma midorais, and he can make a truma to a shlishi. However, there are many things that the Chachamim made a decree that would pose as a truma. It's actually a Mishnah in Mishnah Yizavim. That's something that we usually are so familiar with, but it happens to be the last Mishnah in Mishnah Yizavim, and that's a long list of things that are posing as a truma. Elu posing as a truma, says the Mishnah. Again, mamish the last Mishnah of that Masechta. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, ha'ochel ochel sheni, ha'shosa mashkin tmeim, and then the fourth in the list, haba rosho beruba b'mayim she'uvin, and it goes on and says other things as well. Va'hator shenafu al rosho barubo shloshes lugin mayim she'uvin, va'sefer v'hayadayim utvuyom. Tvuyom is really the rice of it. It's mentioned in the Mishnah Derech Agav. So this is a list of things in Mishnah Yizavim. Now in Gemara Shabbos, I mean, the Farshim and the Mishnah, of course, explain Pshat, but it's really the origin is the Gemara and Shabbos that go through numerous gzeros that were included in the in this Mishnah, because they're all connected in the sense that they were all determined on the same day. That's called Yud Ches Davar. You see the expression, the Yud Ches Davar, you see in the Ritva that we'll get to, and other Rishonim. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, the Eilu, it's a Mishnah Yud Gimel Beis. The Eilu min ha'alachos she'amru ba'aliyas Hanan ben Chizkiyah ben Garon she'olu levakro. This is the context of when this happened. There was an assembly and a meeting that had to do with the Bikur Cholam of Hananya ben Chizkiyah. Very interesting historically. There's a lot in the Svarim, you know, the Doros HaRishonim, you know, has a lot to say. You know, he was, from our perspective, working out history and Gemaras and so on. Anyway, so they went Levakro Nimnu Virabu Beth Shammai Abis Hillel. So here Beth Shammai won over Beth Hillel. Beth Shammai were generally the Machmirim. So when Beth Shammai won, that means there are going to be more restrictions. Okay? It says the Mishnah the Yudches Dvarim Gazru Bovayom. That day there were Yudches Dvarim that were decreed. Yeah, so the Gemara says that same Amud. Yishmona Asadava Gazu, my Ninu Shmona Asadava. So let's figure out what were the Shmona Asadava. So included in Shmona Asadava are the things listed in Mishnah at the end of Zavim, as well as other things. I mean, the Yud Ches Davar are more than just what's over here. These are a number of things that are posted in the Satruma. But these things, except for Tfuyom, which is a Doraisa, but the other things mentioned are included in the Yud Ches Davar as well as other things. So it's the Sugin Shabbos that relates to this inyan, where it says, Ditnan. Eilu posin es ha-truma, says the Gemara, quoting a Mishnah here in Zavim, going through, ha-ochel ochel rishon, ochel ochel sheni, and the whole Mishnah that's mentioned here, va-sefer, va-yadayim, and tfu yom, va-ochel keke, so on. So the Gemara says, let's go one by one, let's explain what we have here, and then other things. So that's how you get to Yudah Amid Aleph, that I gave you to look at. What exactly was the gzera of barosh of Ruba b'mayim shuvin, followed by what it says that tohar shenaflo roshu, Verubo shloshu lugin mayim shuvin. So what do we have here? The Gemara says, what was the basis for this gzeira? Why did they make a gzeira? Because Amar Avibi Bar Asi shebetchila yutowin b'mei ma'aros mechunasim usruchim. So they used to go, people who were tamei would find a mikvah, which was a natural mikvah, which were water in caves, but the waters were polluted. And after they would go to the mikveh, they wanted to get off the filth and so on. So they would go into Mayim Shuvin to clean themselves with like a regular shower, so to speak. So then, as the Gemara goes through the Shakavataria, the Gemara says, let's go to the Maskana, says the Gemara. So what was the concern? Ela Marava, that what would they say afterwards? Oh, Hashem Omrim lo Elo Mitarim, Ela Elo Mitarim. So what would happen is, they would think that what was really creating the tahara was not the mikveh, was the mayim shuvin afterwards. And of course, that's a big problem. Why is it a problem? So Rashi learns pshat. What's the concern? V'chayshin andom asili v'tulei toras mikveh v'tovlin v'shuvin v'torah amr ach mayinavor mikveh mayin. This is the Rashi that we noted the other day among the Rishonim who hold that the psul mayim shuvin is midoraisa, right? Kulo sha'ov is midoraisa. Other Rishonim say that this is only an asmachta, and it's only if you're tovo b'kli, is it no good midoraisa. Rashi's mashma here, that itself is a problem midoraisa. So whether you're going to say, they're going to say that this is this was the mitaher. That was the reason for the gzeira. The Rambam has a little bit of a different point. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, on the Mishnah, also in the Yad, I'll read it in a second, in the Yad. Rambam says, "Hayroch nachakach b'mayim shuvin mishum nikayon. V'nismat hadavar harbe." It was very constant. It was happening all the time. "Ad sheshavu hamon lachshov ki hamayim shuvin asher hayrochzin behen b'achrona hein ha'ikar behen asher mitarin v'hayu mekilin b'may mikva." And they became more lax in may mikva mishum zu amaso, because it was not so hygienic. The Alkain, Gazru Shikor Barosh Ruim Shuvin, and so on. The Rambam says the problem was that as a result of this, they weren't Machavin Lishma. So says the Rambam also in the Mishneh Torah as well, in the Hilchos Avos Hatuma, Perek Tes. Habarosh of Veruba B'mayim Shuvin, Perek Tes Alacha Aleph, Shara Avos Hatumas. He's considered a sheni until he goes to the mikvah. Vimnaga ba'ochin asos and shlishi, meaning if it could be a shlishi, meaning truma. Then if he makes some touches mashke, it becomes a tchila. That's another halacha midrabban, and then a mashke becomes a rishon. Anything that's posel, such a separate halacha, just to know about in terms of Tyra, anything that's posel, such truma, food, would make a mashke, the Chum said, into a rishon. Since there are mashkos that are abatuma, like mayonos hazav, things that come out of hazav, his spit and so on, saliva, those things are an abatuma. So the Chum said, any mashke that a sheni l'tuma will touch becomes a rishon. So with Rabbanan, the Deraisa, you couldn't have a shlishi by mashke. But the Chum said that anything that's posel a truma could be a mashke lios tchila. So that's what Ram says over here. So a person who's now is bar rosh b'mayim shuvin or nafal alav shlosh b'mayim shuvin, they are considered a sheni l'tumah chiyitvo, in which case they can make an ochel shlishi by truma, they can make a mashke lios tchila. Mipnei mas as the ramnei magaz b'tumah aladam ze. Mipnei shahayu tvule yom tovin b'ma'aros shemimein roim. Vayirocha tzinachakach b'mayim shuvin yofin, nice water, derech nikius. Upashat hamina kach ad shehayu rov ha'am medamin shemayim shuvim sherochsin b'hen b'achrona hein shemitarin lo ha'tfila shebimei mikvah. And therefore, as a result, v'ayu tovlin b'zilzul below kavana. So the problem was that the memelo, when there would be tovel, they didn't really have the kavana. When a person with tovel l'shem tahara, to be able to eat shuma and so on, you need kavana for that thing that you want to become tahar for. Right, it's not just automatic because they went to the mikvah mele the Torah. There has to be kavana for that inyan. The Gemara discusses in Chagiga, if you have the kavana for one type of thing, is it working for the other thing? There has to be a kavana for that thing which you want to be Torah for. And the problem according to Ram is that they got kavana subsequently because they didn't think that this was the Ikar Mitaher. According to Rashi, the problem was that they would just say that you don't need to go to the mikvah at all. Okay, so these are just the nuance of the difference in what the problem was. So they made a gzeira, therefore, that such a person remains is a sheni l'tuma. The Gemara continues here in Shabbos. That's the gzeira of barosh b'mayim shuvin. There's also what it says further in the Mishnah that it's nafal olav, a person who's nafal olav gimelugin b'mayim shuvin. It doesn't say gimelugin by the first one, but past this would also be gimelugin. It's a shaila, it's a discussion, but let's just keep it simple. That's Pashtus in our Gemara, it's Mashma, because it's Gimelugin, it says Barosh of Beruva. But the Lashon HaMishnah is not that. The Mishnah says Gimelugin by the second thing, by the Nafal al Rosh of Aruba Shlosh Lugin. Originally it says, usually it could be the same thing, because how much are you going to go into? It's probably going to be around the amount that would be around on a person's body. So then the Gemara says, the second Gzeira, the Tahor, the first case was a Tameh. Shabarosh b'mayim shuvin. The second gzeira, another gzeira, but Torah shenafal harosh b'mayim shuvin, my time agasru tuma di'ilo ha lo kaimaha. this wasn't after tefillah. The reason that we just said didn't have any shaykhis to a case of a tor that had bottle of, but the answer is, because if not for that gzeira, then the other one wouldn't hold either. So they want the non gzeira to take hold, so they made the other gzeira as well. Tosis just points out, there's a lot of diukim here, but not everything for now. But Tosis says, L'maisa, he's a tful yom anyway, so my nafgamina. Right? He's posel sa truma bitsa tful yom. So what's added to say he's posel sa truma because of the fact of Baruch Shemnu? What's the answer? Who can tell me? Pashit. What's the answer? What's the nafgamina? A few hours later. Right? What's going to be a few hours later? Harav Shemesh. So mitzat tful yom, that would disappear. That's Tosis here. Nafgamina, dafil harav shimsho posel shiyachza v'yitbo. So we have a little bit of context. Now let's come back to our Gemara. Now we have to understand Rashi carefully. So Rashi took the whole Indian that we have here in Zavim and Sechta Shabbos, this Gzeira of Yud Ches Davar, that Barosh Rubayim Sheuvin, that's Posel Satruma, and Rashi plugs it into our Gemara, to our name of Yehuda Amarav. Now what? That if you have the chavis of Maim Shuvim, that falls into Yamagado, and the waters are stagnant. So, and the waters, therefore, that fell in are not going to be moving, and now you're tovel in that makom. So what are we saying? Those are the words of the Rida Marav. The tefillah didn't work for you. Why? Because what are we afraid of? That what? That he was Barosh of Maim Shuvim. And why are we choshish that? Just to see another Rashi. E Efsher. So the words that we have. What are we concerned about? There was another gear that the Rashi rejects. That was efsher l'shoshel lugin. It's impossible that there wouldn't be makom echad. Rashi says lo gasinan. The havada efsher. For sure, it's possible that they're not in one place, but they could be in one place. El chashinan l'shema. Rashi says the sefer the milsa mukcha. We'll see in the Hemshach HaGemara that it's Muchach has to be Shema Daminu Kaman, time Mishim to Mukmin Gavar Chazake, that the person is presumed to be on his Chazak and his status of before. So obviously, and we say the Truma could be in its Chazaka, and the Gav is in his Chazaka, so obviously we're discussing not a Vaday, but a Safi. No, but what's obviously the first thing we have to think about, and we've shown him all of Rashi here, is, I mean, why did Rashi jump to this Yud Ches Davar? And Bachal, the Lashon of Rav Yehuda Marav, is also lo tvila. So the obvious way to read the words, and what we normally want to say is, what's achshash? That you have a tvila in Mayim Shuvin, which is obviously no good. And memela, lo also lo tvila, period. Right? That would be the simple way to read the words. I don't know anything about the Mishnah and Zavim. I don't know the Gemara and Shabbos about Yud Ches Davar. But I do know a little bit about Hilchos Mikvos. Maybe not that much, but I know that Mayim Shuvin is not good for tefillah. And since it's we're chashinan that the gimelugin here are in one place, so you could have had some of your tefillah or all of your tefillah in Mayim Shuvin, which is no good. And that's the words, also lo tefillah, after all, the word saying that. Instead, what does Rashi do? Rashi learns that, what does it mean? That you'll be posel satruma, you remain in the status of a wad of a tfuyom, even after Harav Shemesh, you're still a sheni, a tuma, you're posel satruma, because perhaps you'll barosh b'mayim sheuvin. So, first of all, the words l'osel tvila, how does that match what Rashi's saying? When Maisa comes out, you were tovel, everything was fine, except you could be, the Rishonim say, me afterwards, on your way out, so you were Barosh Rubayim Shuvin, and so then there's a new concern. How does it fit the words? Moreover, why did Rashi say that? Why not say that the issue is that you were Tovel Rubayim Shuvin? No. So Chayra, the answer has to be, let's build ourselves, and then we'll see more in the Diuk of the Rishonim, but obviously, this Mayim Shuvin is not necessarily a problem in terms of Tvila itself. Normally, Kebi Tovel Rubayim Shuvin, that's in a normal situation, a Mayim Shuvin. But Mayim Shuvin fall into a kosher mikvah, as we mentioned the other day. Memsa, Yamagado is certainly a kosher mikvah, big body of water. So the Mishnayos tell us explicitly, you can take as much of your pails of water, as many pails of water, you're filling up your pail with water, you're spilling it in, and everything is fine. The mikveh remains kosher. So the maim shuvin can mix into the mikveh, and it's fine. You have to know what kind of halacha that is. But memela, the spilling of the chavis, of the maim shuvin into the water, should not pose a problem in terms of being tovel in that, except you'll argue maybe because it stays in one place, so it doesn't mix, and now you have to start thinking. So does that mean that therefore there's no halacha that becomes kosher? Rashi would at least hold, maybe there are other possible ways to learn here. But at least for Rashi, we have to begin to say that something was chal to be machshir the maim shuvin, l'gabe tvila b'maim shuvin. So that cannot be la'osa l'tfila because he was tovel maim shuvin. Because from that perspective, there was some halachic hechsher that took place. Now, we have to use the words carefully. One word to use is the word hashaka. We have to know what hashaka means and how it works. And that's all coming out of the Rishonim, of course. But there are Mefurash and Mishnayis in mikvos that talk about situations where you have a mikvah of kosher rainwater and a mikvah of maim shuvin. And as long as there's some way to connect them, and the hole has to be a certain size, your beres hanod, and once that what happens, then everything becomes mechuber, and you can be tovel. And this is how today in our mikvos, when you're tovel, not tovel rainwater. The Tovah, because the water that we have has become kosher for Tvila because of the mechanism of Hashaka. Now there's the word Hashaka, there's the word Zriya. Again, we have to be very careful in how we formulate this, but it's clearly Mishnayis that are, many Mishnayis, Tosis is going to quote other things. When you Tovah a Keli and you have something in the Keli from before, and everything is considered to be a good Tvila on the Keli, even the answer is it becomes kosher. So we'll have to see more carefully in the Rishonim. So just to lay a groundwork here in the way the picture of the sugya. Obviously what happens here, according to Rashi, is there was a hechsher that took place on the Mayim Shuvin from the perspective of that you don't have a problem in being Toban Mayim Shuvin yet. Apparently there's still a problem in terms of the Gzeir of Yilchazdav. That's what we see over here. How do we explain it exactly? So, Lamaisa, already the Me'iri, the Pnei Yeshua, both say, without too much hesper, not too much fancy lumdis, they both point out what I just told you. Let's just read from the Me'iri. Pnei Yeshua says it on Tosfos. Chavis Malei Amayim says in the Iri, Shenishpecha Layama Gadol, Hatovo Sham Bimokam Shenishpechu Hamayim Lasham, Laosalo Tvila, Shema Yesham Shlosh Eslugin Bimokam Echad. Like the Gears of Rashi, Shema, the Engors in the Kanshe, Yefshe Shem Ken Hecham Lumata Ugikum Machazaka. How could you say that? It for sure became Tamei. Ella kachi agirsa efshishi shloshes lugim mokam echad. Fet miiri v'shema tomar hare yama gadol mikveh sholem hu. Ukvar beyarnu she'ena she'iva poseles mikveh sholem. Right? You have a mikveh sholem, she'iva doesn't make a problem in it. Pirshu bazu shlo nemar lachosh b'tfilah zu l'nida l'shar tumos. So the Pirshu Bizu is Rashi. So in a chinami, what you just said is correct. A mikveh shalim doesn't become pasul b'she'iva. So therefore, the la'osa l'tvila cannot be taken in the absolute sense. That la'osa l'tvila for all kinds of halachos. All those halachos, the person is tohar. But for one halacha, he remains la'osa l'tvila. For one halacha, b'nogea, this halacha, that it's called still Ba Rosh Uv Maim Shuvin, he's posel satruma. And why is that? Says the Meiri, Umitam Masha Gazruba. Shabba Rosh Uv Maim Shuvin, Oshinaf Rosh Uv Maim Shuvin, Oshinaf Maim Shuvin, Afilu Ayator, in the second case it was Nafla Rosho, Yehenechsav Sheinigu Tumah. Ukvayadata betiva shel tumah. We know the nature of that tumah. Shahisam ipnei shayitmein tovim b'ma'aretz shemayim roim. V'ayu rochad simachakach b'mayim shuvim genekius. Ad sheyu akol hayu akol chosh ben shashiva ikar v'atayra v'lomi mikva. Oh, so that's the issue over there. Avul in yeshar tmeos tumos bade also lo tvila. V'chein adinim nafilo mikva. Miri doesn't give a hesber, except probably the sense you would get here from the Miri is, no, the Tamag Zera somehow still applies. You could say Lomdis now till tomorrow. Somehow the Shemaim Shuvin status becomes, it's okay now, it's okay. It's not a problem anymore. The mikveh has, it came connected to the mikveh, and the mikveh cannot become pasul. All good. But if the Maim Shuvin stays in one place, and the person's barosh avub maim she'uvin, somehow the gzeira had to accommodate this case as well. Kein zan epnei Yeshua. He says, why didn't, when Tosef has kashas and Rashi, he didn't ask for all the Mishnayos and Mikvos. He asked for a particular Gemara in Beitza. The Yeshua says, because all those Mishnayos and Mikvos wouldn't be a kashas and Rashi. Why? Mishum the Yeshua Chalek, says the Pnei Yeshua, Bein hach psua de she'uvin poslin as ha-mikvah, the halacha that she'uvin kapasu the mikvah, shahayu harbi kodem yudches dover, lebein hach deba rosh ebu maim she'uvin, the poslin as ha-truma davi yudches dover. The high time luchud, the high time luchud. Umishimachi, that's what Tos had to bring a different vort in terms of using a svar that it should create a, it should waive the problem here as well. Now, the Emes says we have to take this a step further. And this, I want to share with you a piece in the Stipler, which is going to open up this inyan more into sharper focus, and we'll see it through the lens of the Rishonim. Right now we're just using very vague expressions. It becomes tor, we use the word hashaka, maybe the word zriya. Exactly what does all this mean? But the basic outline of the sugya seems to be that Rashi understands that you couldn't have a problem of tefillah in Maim Shuvin that fell into Yamagado per se, because obviously something is kosher here. If the mikvah is kosher and Maim Shuvin become part of that hechsher. But Rashi reserves the point that for Yud Ches Dover, that's that Gzeira, the status of Maim Shuvin is still here for purposes of that Gzeira. We have to still fix the Lashon La'osa L'Tvila. Somehow it means B'nogeya this Inyan L'osa L'Tvila. It's strange to say that that's what it means, but that's what the words would have to be interpreted as. But I think it'd be kedai first to see, because Rishonim talk about the Hemshech HaGemara. Let's see the whole Gemara, and then we'll have to come back and see more carefully, like we see from the Stipler and others, exactly what this all could mean. Okay, so let's go to Hemshecha Gemara, the Shaila, the Girsa, and so on. For now, the Girsa that Rashi is working with is Chavis Malei Mayim, that's in the first statement of Yehuda Amar Rav. And again, the Chashinan, that there would be a problem of Barosh Ubmaim Shuvin. Now the Gemara qualifies and says, all this is true. Now, just another Nakuda, okay? One could have said, this is a pshat that they bring from Moshe Adarshan, that maybe the problem is that he was Tovel Maim Shuvin. Ah, you're telling me that a mikvah that had its kosher, that Maim Shuvin falls into, everything is kosher? So you could say, but no, because maybe this is different. Why is this different? Because since it isn't, they're totally fundamentally different properties of water. There's the salt water of the Yam HaMelech, and Yam HaGadol, I should say, Yam HaGadol, but it's salty water, it's ocean water. And you have the water of the Maim Shuvin, it's a different type of water. It's not salty. It doesn't mix. Could be Yom HaGadol, it means Yom HaMelech. I don't know. Could be. Is that what it means? Sometimes they use the words interchangeably.
Yeah.
What? Mediterranean. Okay, fine. Okay. But Maisa, the point is that the waters are not mixing. Okay, that's clear. Okay. So Moshe Darshan says, Memela, that halacha that we usually allow for the Maim Shuvin to become kosher when it gets mixed with Mei Mikvah, that doesn't apply here. Again, we have to know. I mean, Oftentimes it's the smallest little chibur. It's not a real mixture. So why is this worse? But the Maaseh, the Rishonim brings such a pshat, and the benefit of that pshat is, again, that the girsa could still be mayim. You don't have to change it as Tosfos does to yayin. If it's yayin, then it's obvious not going to be, it's obvious a problem because it's in tovon yayin. The issue that the Rishonim are wrestling with is, if it's mayim, then why is there a problem? Well, Maaseh, you have hashaka. So Rashi's solution is to say that hashaka could be good up to a certain point. But in Ogea, this Barosh of Maim Sheuvin, there Hashaka is not going to help you. Right? That's Rashi's approach. The other approach of the Rishonim is, again, with the Girsa being Mayim, they'll say, but the Hashaka, whatever would normally work in terms of water that's Maim Sheuvin falling into a mikvah, would not work here. Dafka, because they're separated and they're not really mixing. Okay, so that's another thing to keep in mind as we go forward. Sagti Gemara. But this halacha is specific to what Yamagado. The dafka liyamagado, the koi v'kaima, that the water is not running water; it stays in one place. Avonara bi'alma, but a river, a flow of water, water that's a stream that moves, which is also kosher mikvah. Lo, then the halacha would not be this way. Why? Because there it's not going to be when I have no chash. There's no chash. I mean, then it's nothing to worry about. It's not barush ma'im shuvin. Now the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi. Now we have a Braisa that supports the statement of Yudah Amarav that there's a specific concern with what falls into Yamagado, that it stays in one place. And therefore there are going to be issues. What's the Braisa say? Here too, now the whole Shaila the Girsa. As we have it, this is consistent with Rashi. Chavis Malaya Yayin. Keep in mind that the Rambam is Goris. Here also Mayim. So there's really three possibilities here. Here to be Goris in both cases, Mayim, at the Rambam's Goris, in Ravida Marav and in the Braisa. There's what we're going to see in Tosfos, that the Girsa in both is what? You got the Tosfos, Yayin. And you have Rashi, which is what we have in our printed Gemara, that the statement of Ravida Marav, it was Mayim. And here it's Yayin. Now I have to see why Rashi insist on the gears of being yain. He says that the Sefta has it that way, but in Cheshbin as well. Let's see what it says. Tainami achi chavis mulei yain shenafli yamagado hatovo sham laosel tefila. So you tovo in that makom where the barrel of wine fell in, tefila doesn't help you. Now here we have to also amend the gears. The gears in front of us, even though it's an argi gemara, and so far it's been consistent with Rashi. This is not chashinan. Something is wrong with that language, obviously, right? Because we're talking about yayin, nothing to do with what? With she'uvin, nothing to do with shlosha lugin, she'uvin. So obviously the girsa should be, Mustama, they change it, do they? No?
Yeah,
Maram, okay. So in other words, stop either chashinan she'u yimokam echad, like that, or the self-evident, that's the chshash. In other words, the gimelugin she'uvin, that would only fit with the Rambam. The Rambam's Giris and the Braisa was Mayim. Then again, we're dealing with the Inyan of Mayim Shuvin, and it's in one place. But apparently Rashi here did not have that. Rashi could not have the luxury of learning it as Mayim here. We'll have to see why. That's the Gemara. But if it's Mayim, okay, so it's Mamish Tani Nami Hachi. If it's Yayin, it's Tani Nami Hachi, is because the concept is the same. The application is different in the case. It's a Yayin case. But it's the concept of that it doesn't mingle with the rest of the water, and therefore there's issues. But then the Braisa has something else to add here. In the case that the Braisa just discussed, which for Rashi was Yayin, for the Rambam was Mayim, but meanwhile the Braisa has another application of the same concern, that what happened now, a person went in to the water that had, in the area that the Chavis with the Yayin spilled, the Chen Kikir Shel Truma Shenafel Sham Tameh. So after this person went in, falls in a kikar shel truma. So we say that the kikar becomes tameh. Why does the kikar become tameh? Because the person who was tameh was metameh what? Our guess is yayin. So he's metameh the yayin. And now that will be metameh the kikar. He made the yayin a rishon, and the yayin which is rishon made the kikar a sheni or shlishi, whatever you want to make it, whatever. That would make the kikar tamei. All because of the same concept, because everything is in one place, and therefore what could have happened is that, again, the chain reaction, that the kikar now became tameh as a result. Oh, so here the Gemara has, what's my v'chein? Why is he telling me something additional? Like, we're ready, the concept is clear, so whatever applications we'll have, we'll have. What do you have to tell me again? Based on the same logic, it will follow that the kikar shel terum be tameh. Says the Gemara, because you could have said there's a difference between by the Adam and the kikar. Mao de tema. If I didn't tell me the v'chein kikar, I would say, hasam, when it comes to the person, uki gavra chazake. The person, I could say, is tameh, because I would say he's remaining tameh from before. Because he was tameh when he was going into the mikvah, and we don't know if he became tohar. So the gavra is tameh because, again, because of the chashash that maybe because everything is in one place, therefore there's something wrong in the tefillah, that he can become tohar, so he remains becheskas tuma like before. However, the kikar to begin with was what? The kikar was tohar. So hacha uki truma chazaka. So make the truma remain in its status. Now, again, this is the raya that Rashi had, and that the Meiri brought, that it had to be a chashash, that it was b'makom echad, not a vade. If we're vade, then we're kind of chazak. If I know, for sure. But the answer is it was not ever a vade. It was only a chashash that's b'makom echad, but that's why I could have certainly said that the truma should be presumed to be tohar like before, because I don't know if it really happened. I don't know if the person never had a good tefillah and was metame the yayin and so on. So therefore, kamash malanda, no, that we have this chashash carry so much weight that we even counted the chazaka. Here we have to know why that should be. I mean, nice of it to suffix, so why do we go l'chumra and say, tame, why not go after the chazaka of tahar? So it could be, I mean, if you look in the, you saw the Ramban defends the girsa of Efsher, and he says, Efsher can be the girsa, but doesn't have to mean it's mamish impossible. I mean, it's highly unlikely that it would be otherwise. But a possibility there is. But Efsher is just a strange, he brings other examples that you have the Russian Efsher that doesn't mean there's no possibility otherwise, but it's very, very close to certain that it's that way. But a suffix it still is. So if that's the case, I could learn that that's the reason why we don't follow the chazaka of the Truma, because Lemaisa, it's very likely that it would be, so it's like a race in some ways, a chazak. It's very likely that it changed, therefore we're going a chumrah. Okay. So we have the statement of Yudam Arav, according to Rashi, was by Mayim. We have the Braisa that Rashi's gear says Yain, we'll see now in the Rashi inside. We have the same principle that's being spelled out, and then we have the Chidush ben Gia Truma. But that Chidush ben Gia Truma is that by Gavra we put him on a chazake. And therefore, by truma, it should be Cheskas Tahara. We'll see in Rishonim Akasha, which I mamish don't understand, but we'll get to it inside. Rishonim, for some reason, assumed when they one of the kashas that they ask on Rashi, Rabosai, you saw the Ritva, right? Is that the way Rashi learns the sugya before, Rida Marav, that the chashash is not that he never became Tohor, because he was Tovil Mem Shuvin. We took care of that. That was okay. But the problem was that he became Tameh subsequently by going Moshe Rabbeim Shuvin. So they say, if that's the case, why would the Gemara say Uki Gavra Chazake that he was Tameh? To the contrary, he became Torah, the Shalas became Tameh anew. So we have to know. So there's what to think about to answer this Kasha, but Bukhara, I don't understand the Kasha. Where do we find this Huki Gavra Chazake in connection to the case that we just saw earlier that Rashi was talking about, that maybe he's Barosh Maim Shuvin? Rashi said that in terms of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and that was a case of Chavis Malei Olat Mayim. That's where Rashi said what he said. Where does the Gemara talk about that? I understand why the person would be on a presumption of tuma in the case of Chavis Malei Olat Yayin, where the chashash is he was tovel in Yayin. So then, okay, there I understand Gula Gavra Chazake. So like, why? How can you take that and bring that as a kasha and Rashi on before? I didn't see anyone to ask about. I don't understand what I'm missing here. I mean, Pashat in the reading of Gemara, Nowhere did the Gemara say Uki Gavra Chazaka in connection to the earlier case in Rashi. It's only as we just read in the case of Chalas Melei Yayin. So we have to know. We're going to soon see the Rishonim inside. That Kasha, I just don't understand. Let's read the Rashi on the Tani Nami Hachi part. Tani Nami Hachi, says Rashi, even with me, yeah? The Chashina, and what is the Tani Nami coming to prove? The Chashina, B'yamagod, O'lemashkin, Hanofrin, Boshe, Imog, Dimkoman. Rashi's point is, it's not Mamish the same case, as he's going to tell us in a minute. It's not Mulei Mayim, it's Mulei Yai. But what we're trying to show, to support Rav Yehuda Marav, is that in Yamagado, we are choshesh, that liquid that falls in doesn't swirl around and mix. It stays localized where it fell. Chavis shel yayin gasina bebraisa. So the braisa that we're quoting now is not chavis shel mayim, like in the name of Yehuda Marav, but it's chavis shel yayin v'hochi gasina betosefta. So why did Rashi... Okay, Rashi had a Tosefta, but why couldn't it be Mayim? We have to think about this. We're going to... Okay, let's finish the Rashi and let's consider, based on what we said so far, just the outline. Okay, the Gear says Yayin. V'chein kikah shel truma shenafal sham, achas shetavol zeva ola. So after this person went in and out... So kikah shetumah falls in tameh. Why? Shema yayin omid bimkom. Again, the chshash of the wine staying where it is. Venitma machmas ha'adam. So the person who was tameh, who never had a good tefillah. So what happened? He made the yayin tameh because his tefillah was never good. He was in yayin, and then he's metame the yayin at the same time. V'chazav timis ha'kikah. My v'chein pshita kivin the chayshes k'shem ayano v'mkomo. So everything follows from that. Ikal omechash in itma kikar. Ah, ma'u the tema. Afa gavdu gabi tefila chayshina and gabi kikar lo chayshina. Why? Damilsa sveika hi. It's not for sure. It's a question. Ikal yayin b'duchte ilo. Does the wine stay in its place or not? V'gabi gavra u'gabi the person who diaminan lo also lo tefila uki gavra chazake. V'hu tamei haya. U'betefila safek atabogataro. So you want to matire him on a tefillah suffik that maybe he had a good tefillah, maybe he was tovel in what? In mayim? Or maybe he was tovel in what? In yayin. So that's misafik. You can't make him tor. Out to tired misafik. That's regarding the person. However, I would say, v'hacha uki truma chazake v'hibachez kastahara kaima. Kamash mulan, okay, that we're choshesh, it's such a strong possibility maybe that we're not going to even go with the chazaka of the kika. Rabosai, why did Rashi have to learn the Tanya Nami Hachi on Yayin and not Mayim? Based on what we so far began to glean from Rashi before, what would you say? Why did Rashi here need to learn the Loka Harambam, but Chavis Shel Yayin? Okay, without knowing even all the lumpus, but just the outline of what would you would say? Why would it be for Rashi necessary here to be Goris Yai? Yeah.
Xer Rosh Rubo doesn't make a kikar tamet.
Okay, so you're saying it one direction, but you could say it in a more sharper way, but I'll say it the way you said it. Xer Rosh Rubo is not going to affect the kikar. Okay, we'll say it like this, not like this, okay? In other words, what is the issue here of the kikar? That what happened? That the person was metame the liquid. The liquid was metame the kikar, right? That means that the person did not have a good tefillah, right? If the problem was mayim, if the case was mayim, so why would you say the person didn't have a good tefillah? Because he was Tovah Mayim She'uvin? If that were the problem, then Rashi didn't have to bring in Yud Ches Davar earlier. Rashi didn't have to say the problem was Baruch Sheruv. Rashi could have said he didn't have a good tefillah if he went Mayim She'uvin. Again, Rashi earlier did not define the problem in terms of the Osego tefillah that the person wasn't Tovah properly. The tefillah was fine. But, notwithstanding whatever makes the Mayim Shuvin kosher for Tvilas Adam, but Benogea, the Gzeira of Yud Ches Davar, that Shem Mayim Shuvin still exists, so therefore that's the reason why he can post those at Truma. So it's only specific Gabi Truma Laosa Lo Tefila. But in every other respect, the Meiri told us it was fine. So then you couldn't have a Girsa Mayim over here, because Mayim Sheuvin does not create a problem if it falls into Yamagado Binogea, the person's Tefila. It only creates a problem, as Rashi said before, because of the Gzeira of Barosh Mayim Sheuvin. But in terms of Tefila B'Mayim Sheuvin, you have a simple kosher Tefila. Therefore, you don't have the person being Metami the Mayim to the Katvari. The Mayim became kosher for Tefila, and the person became kosher and Tohar. The issue here is that the person remained Tamei. Why did he remain Tamei? The answer is because he was Tovo in what?
Wine.
In wine. So Rashi's gear said to be right. You understand what's forcing Rashi's hand here? Rosa, you get the picture in terms of the outline. Rashi never saw a problem inherently in the Tefila, in Mayim, the Etzer. The Rambam would have had. The Rambam, that's why the Rambam had to give some Mayim both places. His mahalach would be that, yeah, there's a problem in the Tefila. And then he's Metami the Mayim, and the Mayim's Metami the Kikar. Rashi, you see, never had that issue. And the Rishonim already asking on Rashi, after all, what could be the problem? The Mayim is all good. You can pour in Mayim Shuvin into a kosher mikvah. Rashi says, I know that, but it's still Mayim Shuvin binogea this halacha of the Yud Ches Davar. Yeah, good, but the next Gemara is saying that the Gavra is not Tohar in the Tefillah, and he's Metami the liquid. No, so it couldn't be Mayim, it had to be Mayim. Everyone, is that very clear to everybody what's going on? Just the outline. Okay. So now, let's come back and try to flesh out what seems to be happening. You can see, obviously, more in Tosis and Kashas and Tosas and Rashi. Tosis, of course, was Goresh Yayin in the first case as well. So we spoke out so far the Meiri and the Pnei Yeshua, right? That starts off by saying we understand it was a good Tahara for everything except for Truma because of that Gzeir of Yud Ches Davar. But we have to understand on deeper levels what's this Machokis about. I want to do the stipler with you, and then I will look at the Rishonos of the Ritva and the Rishonim. We'll see how Meduyik I think it might be in the language of the Ritva itself, what the stipler is saying. Simon Dalit in the old Kilos Yaakov, I know the new ones, but Bedas Rashi Kasef HaMe'iri Zal quotes the Me'iri that even though Medina it's not Sheuvin, right, there's a halacha of Sheuvim that is chaber to a mikvah, kshera, everything is kosher. He brings various mishnayos and mikvahs, as we quoted before. There are all kinds of cases in the mishnayos where you have a mikvah of mayim Sheuvim, and you have next to it mikvah of kosher mayim, not Sheuvim, and as long as there's some spillover, some hole, some way that the waters get connected, everything is kosher. That's the principle called Hashab. So, what's the problem here? And the person going into that area where the Mayim Shuvin fell, spilled, says the Meiri, Midina the Nat Shuvin, the Nischarel Mikvah. However, Gzeira, the Barosh Rubaim Shuvin, the Tama Gzeira, is still somehow, we have to accommodate this case as well, and there's still a problem for that. What's the Peshat exactly? And being Zipnei Yeshuat. The Efshi says, Shadas Rashi Zal Ke Aposkim, and he brings an interesting shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim quoted by the Shach in Simon Reish Aleph and Yoredeya. In Os Kuf Yud Beis in the Shach, it's Sif Nun Beis, it's a long Simon. So this is the Sif of Hashaka. So the Mechaber talks about a case of Hashaka. Habola Arev Sifnun Beis, again, Yodeh Reish Aleph Nun Sifnun Beis, Habola Arev Mikva Pasol El Chaser in Mikva Kasher Lach Shiro. So you have a kosher mikvah, and you have a mikvah that's pasol or lacking mimsa, and you want to make it all good for Tevila. Or it's a Shneim Chaserim, and you want to be Ma'arev them, that now you have 20 and 20, 20 son, 20 son, you want to find a way to make them one, so now you can be told on either one, because it's part of one big mikvah 40. So when you want to have a kind of era mikvahs, Sarach Shehe Nekev Shebeneim Rachav Kishofer Hanod. These are based on Mishnais and Perek Vav in Mikvos. You have to have a hole a certain size for Feres Hanod, a tube. That is the size that's considered a chibur. Says the Machaber, Ula Achar Shenis Arev Hapostel Makosher Afilu Rega. Once there's a mixing of the pasul with the kosher, even for an instant, nishar leolam bechshero afilu nistam hanekev achakach. Even if the hole got closed, now this would not be true by less than 20. Obviously, if it's closed, and now you're less than 40. Obviously, less than 40, it wouldn't be. But I mean to say, if it was, let's say, maim sheuvin, that now became a tsuruf with this vehicle of ashaka to the make shami mikvah. Once you had the minute of the flowing kishofer hanod, now you can close the hole and this mikvah remains kosher lo mvoed. Can it has mem saw it? Once upon a time was mayim shuvim, but obviously what has happened? The mayim shuvim status has lifted. That's what the machaber says. Says the shach, Rabbeinu Yeruchim kasav shenestapku hamefarshim im nishar hashouv bechshero. Okevan shenistam hanekev chozer lepsulo kivetchila. So there's a shita of Rabbi Yeruchim that once the hole gets closed, then it goes back to the status of Mayim Shuvim. Kozman the chibur exists, the entire entity is kosher. It's mechuber to the mikvah, it's all kosher for tzvila. But if that separation once again occurs and the Mayim Shuvim is no longer connected, then the status of Mayim Shuvim comes back, and that's another shita quoted by the Shach. The Stipler says, apparently there may be a Raivid that holds this way as well. He quotes from the Sefer Imri Moshe, I think it's in Simen Aleph in the Imri Moshe, also one of the Gedolei Achronim, that he quotes the Raivid holds in the Sefer Bali Nefesh and Hilchus Mikvos, Hilchus Nida, that if you have a situation of a mikvah that had, Memsa, or say 50 sa, whatever, and then you poured in tons of mayim shuvim. So what's the halacha? It's all kasha, right? But let's say it gets to a point that you know that you don't have left 40 sa of the make shaman, of the kosher water. So now the mem sa that's in here, let's say there's only mem sa now left at some point. Clearly that mem sa is going to have some of the added water in it. So it's not, right? So then the rabbi says, you can't be tovel in it. The shu'uvin cannot be mashlim the shir. The shu'uvin will not disqualify if you have now, again, a lot of water, which includes mayim shu'uvin, but the mayim shu'uvin had hashaka, so that would be fine. But if you want to rely on the mayim shuvim to carry the weight of the shir memsa, says the Raivid, it wouldn't work. Says the Imre Moshe, that's al derech Abinu Yerucha, that the Shach quoted here. In other words, hashaka will work kozman you have that chibur with the mayim shuvim and the kosher water for the mikvah, then everything is good for tefillah. But if the mayim shuvim gets detached, or you want to use the mayim shuvim to define the mikvah, that it can't do. It's not going to spoil the mikvah, and you can use that as well as part of the larger mikvah that you now have, because it's connected. But if they're going to get detached, the mayim shuvim remains a psul of mayim shuvim. That's kinira, a strand of shitas and vishonim. Says the Stipler, so now I can perhaps understand Rashi. Why would Rashi hold that on the one hand the tefillah of the gavra is okay? We're not choshesh that the person did not have a proper tefillah because of the mayim shuvim that spilled in, but we still have to consider the problem that subsequent to his tefillah he became subject to the gzeira of bar roshuv mayim shuvim. He's posel satruma. What's the pshat? So until now we just said, the svara, whatever, they made a gzeira, and that remains even for, why should that be? The answer is, there's two issues here. There's the issue of the chibur bizman that there's a chibur that allows you to be tovel in the entire entity. So the gava had a tefillah. But the status of Mayim She'uvin is still here. It's just that you can be tovel in everything, in this entire mikvah, this entire body of water. But Lamaisa, the definition hasn't changed. The Haraya, if it gets separated, says Abena Yeruchim, it would have again a din of Mayim She'uvin. So it never lost its name Mayim She'uvin. Nemela, there's a Xer of Yudchas Davar. That's the stipler's approach to be Masber Rashi. What do the other Rishonim learn? Tosfos Lamashal Ugnan. He's going to ask Kashas and Rashi, the top Tosfos. What did they hold? Not like a Bein Yeruch. In other words, HaTosfos Lo Nichu Pirish Rashi continues the stipler. Next paragraph was base. He says, the Vadai Ki Hecha De Mahani Hashaka. See, because there is a din of Hashaka. See, this is where I'm going to see you soon with Rishonim in the Ritva and the Meiri. The Gemara talks about Hashaka in Pesachim Lamed Dalid. In the case Pashtus is talking about Mehachag Shenitmu. Don't have Pesachim. Okay, it's fine. It's okay. Mehachag Shenitmu. In where it says Mashikan, they ain't Tahorin. In other words, Mayim Tmeim that you perform Hashaka become tohor. There's no question that that's not going to revert back to becoming tameh. Now the Gemara in that context uses a lashon of zriya. The halacha is if you have something that's tameh, an ochel, whatever it is, and you plant it in the ground and it comes out, it's once it becomes mechubel karka, it's like it becomes a new cheftza. It's not what it was before. It's no longer tameh. The Rishonim explain that hashaka. Now let's talk about Hashaka from something which is Tame, Mayim which are Tame. Hashaka is Ke'en Zriya. Lashon of the Rush. The Rush in Hilchas Mikvah, Simen Aleph. Also in Merubah, in Perikah, Merubah, Simen Gimel, you have it as well, the same Lashon. I'm going to read you the Lashon of the Rush. And he applies it to the standard din of Hashaka of Mayim Shuvin as well. The Rush says, Mikvah has Memsa will never become pasul the Mayim She'uvin, even if you put Elef Sa'av Mayim She'uvin. And he brings the Mishnayis in the Kvos, and the Rush explains various Mishnayis that he quotes, and he says, why is that true? The Chin Mochichos Kama Mishnayis Mesechta Mikvos. The Ein Tzarech Lahavi Kulam. I don't have to bring all those Mishnayis. The Af Below Raya Svarahu. The Habahashaka Nasu Zeruin Litoher Mitum Asan Vehuadin Lahat Bilbahen. That Vehuadin is the Nekuda Samachokis between Rashi and Tosfos as the stipler, between Abenu Yeruchim and the other Shitas as well. Rabosai. If Hashaka that works with the motto of Zriya works to be metaher mayim tmeir, and in the same way will work to be mafkia the psul mayim she'uvin, then of course you can separate it and it remains tohar and remains kosher. But if these are two different issues, the klal of hashaka, which has the status of zriya, that's specific to the context what the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about, which is Mayim Tmeim. Mayim Tmeim can become Tohar through Hashaka, they're Tohar forever. That's not going to depend on whether they're Mechuber or not Mechuber, because once they're connected to the Mayim, which is in the Karka, that's Metaya them. That's the notion of Zriya. The Rush didn't differentiate. Tosfos is not differentiating. The Rishonim who ask on Rashi are not going to differentiate between the din of Hashaka mitam zriya that relates to mitaher mayim that are tamei and binogeya being allowing the mayim she'uvin which are pasul for tvila that they are no longer called mayim she'uvin. Rashi, on the other hand, will hold like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What Rabbeinu Yeruchim hold, quoted by the Shach, that kol zman that there's a chibur, with the Maim Shuvin and the kosher mikveh water, so that you can be tovu and everything. But that doesn't rise to the level of Hashaka Mitam Zviya. That must be some other halacha. You have to know exactly what the makor is. That all, maybe it's a tolda of the Hashaka, some element of it, some derivative of that halacha. Not clear exactly. But that's a different halacha. That halacha of quote-unquote Hashaka vis-a-vis Mayim She'uvin, that only holds Kozman that there's that chibur that exists. If it gets detached, then there's a problem again. You can't be tovel in that mayim. It's mayim shuvin. If they never lost the shame mayim shuvin, that's why Rashi has every right to learn pshat in the Gemara that there remains a gzera above Rosh of Ruba b'mayim shuvin. Okay. It's very clear, a little bit clear, murky. So waters can be all kinds of, Okay. So, again, I want to show you how I think it's so meduyik, both in the Meiri and in the Ritva, that they understood Rashi, and then they, you know, perhaps when they ask on Rashi, they took because they took it another level. But again, the basic. Again, we started by just showing you. It's just take you what we did so far. We showed that Rashi understood that in a case of Mayim Shuvim, the fall to Yamagado, the Gavra has a proper tevila. Something was machshir the water for purposes of the Gavra's tefillah. But there's still a secondary problem that remains, in fact, because of Barosh Mayim She'uvin. Somehow the Mayim She'uvin status, b'nogea, the gzeira of Litame, Lifsos Truma remains. We're trying to understand why that should be. What the Stipe is showing you is, apparently, there's a machokas vishonim how to understand when you have Hashoka, that allowing for tefillah in Mayim She'uvin that became connected to Mayim Sherim, Mikshamim. How does that work? Does that work to take away the Shei Mayim She'uvin, even if they'll be separated subsequently, if that hole will get closed up, as the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, halacha? Or do we say, like the Shach brings from Bnei Yeruchim, maybe Ishla Hachmir says, that if it gets closed again, then the water is a problem now. It's Mayim She'uvin. Now, on the one hand, we know that Hashaka has the mechanics of Zriya associated with it. That's the Gemara Pesachim, Lamed Dalet. But the context of the Gemara is to be metaher mayim that are tameh. The context that we're discussing is to take away the shame mayim she'uvin. The Rush, for example, makes it clear it's the same halacha. In other words, and that's why you would say that the mayim she'uvin status is removed forever, permanently, in the same way that Mayim Tameim remain are Tohar forever, not going to become Tameh again if they get detached. Rashi will hold Rabbeinu Yeruchim that there's a difference. When it comes to Mayim Tameim that have Hashaka, that's the din of Hashaka mitam Zriya. But there's another halacha that Mayim She'uvim that are connected to Mei Mikvah are kosher, Kozman, the Chibur is there. A couple of rayas from the Rishonim that this must be what's happening in a gesmach to what the Stipe was saying. We just read the Meiri, right? The Meiri, the first part of the Meiri. The Meiri said that Rashi holds that even though the person has a proper tefillah, because you could put as much water as you want in the mikvah, it's tohar. It's all tohar now, it remains tohar. Yet, there still remains a gzeira of Yud Ches Davar, right? The same Meiri discusses the case of the Braisa. And his girsa is like the Rambam. What's the girsa of the Rambam in the Braisa? Chavis shel mayim. What's the problem? Why is the person not being tovel in a proper tvila? After all, you have the mayim and you have a shaka. That was obviously what Rashi learned, that you have to be goris yayim. The Meiri was goris mayim. Asks the Meiri, V'shema Tomar, halo tiaru hamayim b'hashaka, ubatlu lahem mitoras zriya. Again, he's using the language of zriya here. He says, you have hashaka, and there should be batul from them, the shem mayim shuvin, mitoras zriya. Rotsalomar, shakol mayim tmeyim. Shehishikan in Mayim Shebe Mikva Tahorim. The Gemara in Beitza. And you can't make a Gzeira of Yud Ches Davar Benogeya, as Binyamin said before, you can't make a Gzeira of Yud Ches Davar Benogeya the Kikar, that's Halacha by an Adam. So why is the Kikar Tame? What's Matame the Kikar? What's Matame the Kikar? No? The Mayim. Why is the Mayim Tame? But Abatashaka. Good Kasha? It says the Meiri Yeshua Farish. She'ein Hashaka Mo'ila L'mayim Tmeyim El Kishamayim Tahorim Tsafim Al Gabehem. Hashaka means that the Mayim Tahorim are flowing over the Mayim Tmeyim. Veloshis Arbul Gamri. Don't need to be totally mixed, but it has to be that the Mayim Tahorim are overflowing over the others, over the Mayim Tmeyim. That's what's like Zriya. Zriya, what happens? You plant the Davar Tamei in the ground, and it gets totally full, covered over with the ground, with the soil. That's the equivalent of that is Hashaka. What happens? It gets enveloped by the Mayim Tahorim. The Mayim Tahorim has to be Tsaf Al Gabeyim. But here, you don't have that picture. What's the picture here? Yama Gadol, Shamayim Tmeim Omdim Bimkomam, El Yonim. What's on top and what's on bottom here? The Mayim Tmeim are on top, where they are. The Ein Meyam Agadot Tzafin Aleihem. They're not overflowing over them. Sharei Hein Omdos Nikvos Ba'atzman. They're in their own little area. Ein Hashaka Mitar Rasa. So what did the Meiri say? Hashaka / Zriya cannot exist in a scenario of Yam Agadot. Right? Because you don't have the motto of Hashaka / Zriya. Rabosai, go back to the earlier Meiri. What did Meiri say B'das Rashi? That the La'osa Lo Tvila means that you still have this issue that for Yud Ches Davar he's posel es Truma. But in all other respects, the Tvila worked. How did the Tvila work? If you can't have a proper Hashaka mitam Zriya, how is it possible for the Gava to become Tohar? The Meiri himself says, for Hashaka mitam Zriya to work, what do you need? That the Mayim is overflowing, and you don't have that over here. That's why he has no problem being Goreis Chavis Malei Mayim. The Mayim became Tameh, and the Mayim remains Tameh, because you don't have Hashaka to mitar the Mayim. No, if you don't have Hashaka to mitar the Mayim, in the case of the Braisa, because it's not a proper Hashaka, so how did the Meiri say in earlier, in the first case, in Yehuda Marav's statement, that the only problem is that the person was bar rosh erub mayim shuvin, but the person had a proper tefillah. How do you have a proper tefillah? You didn't have hashaka on the mayim shuvin. What's the teretz? You don't need hashaka mitam zvir. You just need a chibur. It doesn't have to meet the criteria of hashaka zvir. This is what the stike was saying here, but that's Rashi also. Knows what when you have, and what do you call it exactly? Lower level hashaka, a derivative hashaka, or just something else? I don't know what the proper lishonos, but the point being that when you have a chibur of mayim she'uvim to a mikvah, kozman that chibur exists, you can be tovu in everything. But the status of mayim she'uvim has not been lifted. It's not the same as when you have Hashaka / Zriya on Mayim Tmeyim that's Metayer the Mayim. Here it didn't take away the Shem Mayim Shuvin, but it allowed the person to be Tovel. And therefore, that's where the Meiri had no problem saying B'das Rashi, that the person had a proper Tefillah, but it's still called Mayim Shuvin for the Din of Yud Ches Davar. And even though the Meiri himself says that you can't have Hashaka / Zriya in the case of Yam Agadot, that's one, I think, one smach to what the Stipe was saying in terms of Pshat and Rashi, no? That's one. Let's look at it through the length of the Ritva. I know you spent time in the Ritva, Rabosai. I want to show you this in the Ritva as well. 2 minutes still. It's a difficult reading in the Ritva. You should know. If you had struggled with it, I understand. I also struggled with it. It's a hard thing to go through. Starting, let's start with Vahadi Kamar, Hatov Hashem Lo'osa Lo Tefillah. Yeah? The Ritva brings in another thing of Bito, which is interesting at the same time. It's quite interesting. He another point that he brings in. Vahadi Kamar, everyone see that? Hatov Hashem Lo'osa Lo Tefillah. Yeah? So he starts off with a statement of Yudam Arav. Pirish Rashi, Hatov B'makam Shenaflu Sham Amayim. Right, you're going into the water, not into the chavis. Fine, that's the Russian, he's Tova over there. Russian Tova Shav. Miu Ikola Medak Tuva. Everyone see where I am? Yeah? Yes? Yeah, Moshe in the back? See it? Good, okay. Miu Ikola Medak Tuva. Dafil Garsinan Chavis Malaya Mayim. Shamayim hashu'uvim posim below shinu imare. I understand mayim shuvim kempasel, because but over here mikom makom gom yifsegul kan kulum. Hare kar yamim kemikva. Everything has a status of a mikva, like it's a mikva im kar yamim, and we have halacha, as I quoted earlier in the beginning of the sugya of mikvos here. The kosher mikva shalim because shuvim nifsa b'shiva klal. If you have a kosher mikva shiva won't pasel it. But few mikva shalim sabuchud koshkin yamagado. So that's his question. Go to next paragraph. Venira, so because of this, Venira, Kilkach Pirish Rashi Zal. Oh, because of this kasha, that a mikvah remains kasher even if I'm shouldn't fall into it. That's what Rashi had to say. That what's goes to go tefillah mean? Mishum dechashinan, kila achas shetoval, nichnas roshuv my bosin shoshulugin. The kaimalon, shatovo, bo roshuv my shuvim, nifsam lecha betruma. In other words, so he understands Rashi. Why did Rashi have to speak about the question in terms of the issue in terms of Barosh of Rubo and not a Chesaron and Tevila? Because it was a good Tevila. Then he asked questions of Rashi. He says, why is this a good Tevila? He should just say Posel Betruma. Then he asked another Kasha, which I possibly don't understand. I mentioned it earlier in this year. V'od imken amai haidam rino kamon uki gavach es kasei. Adarabba, why you say put the gavra achas kasi? Adarabba, kiva the vade nitar mitumaso. He's for sure tohor, based on the otuma misafik shenichnas achat tefila ataposo tefilaso letruma tafsulan misafik. What do you mean? Habaro shavu pasul letrum bitchas davar v'lo safik. He's asking the kasha that why is he achazake? He became tohor. The shav became tamei anew. What was my problem with the Ritva's kasha? The Gemara later is discussing what. Yayin. So that's why Rashi has, he can say, Gavra is a cheskos tov. Okay, I leave that as a separate question. No, how to answer that. The oath. Third kasha, the Ritva and Rashi. The oath. The sof. Kevan sha'amayim hatmeim v'hashu'uvin shenofrin l'mikva nichsharin sham midin zriya k'di'isa per kosha. Since the mayim hatmeim hashu'uvin become kosher and Din Zviya, ain't kan mayim shuvin below tmeim klal. Then what? I have no problem here. I have hashak mitam Zviya. I both say, understand. Before he says, I understand Rashi. That Rashi had to say the problem is only a yud ches davar problem, but not a fundamental problem of lack of tefillah. Why? Because the tefillah worked. So he said he understood Rashi. Now he comes back and asks Akasha and Rashi. So what was he thinking before? If the reason why the Gavra had a good Tvila was because of Hashaka, then how could he first explain Rashi and say, oh, the only thing that's left is the din of Yud Ches Davar, but the Tvila was fine. He's telling, if the Tvila was fine, then there's no Mayim Shuvin. So what is he asking now? The answer is there's two levels. There's two levels. Before, he wasn't talking about Hashaka Midin Zeriya. He was talking about the chibur to the mikvah. Mayim shuvim that a mechubur to the mikvah, that Rashi understood, I understand what Rashi's saying. It's the same halacha as if you have a kosher mikvah, you can add as much mayim shuvim. Right now, it's all one entity. This doesn't tell me that the mayim shuvim was the shei mayim shuvim. It's just that kozman, the mechubur to the mikvah, the whole thing is kosher. That he understood for Rashi. And Rashi had to come on to a new problem of Yud Ches Davar. Now the Ritva comes back and Tanya says, no, but there's a din of Zriya. Hashokam Bitam Zriya. So then it's not Maim Shum, it's not Maim Tameim. So I think again, both from the Me'iri and from the Ritva, you see that the basic, they understood the two tiers that we're discussing here. But they could be, the Ritva could still be asking, but I hold that the Maim Shum should be lifted, the Nogea, the Yudchez Davar also. Then he continues with the issue of Bittul. Shekfanis Batru, as they say, Kiniri is saying another point. It also becomes Batul because he says it by Yayin. Yayin is not Hashoka. So he means another point, they become Batul as well. Okay, so we're both saying we have a little bit of a framework for the sugya. We have to read with the Tosfos in. I'm sure it's a little bit disorienting, you know, when we get to these inyanim that are so not so familiar to us, but hopefully we can chazir it a little bit. And,